Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, and today we are watching the third episode of Power Rangers RPM, Rain. So without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this one, and we're going to get started here in 3, 2, 1, go! I just noticed they even have to squeeze the helmet images there. Oh yeah. Rain was the third episode of Power Rangers RPM. It first aired on March 14th, 2009, written by Eddie Gazillion and directed by Mike Smith. So that makes three episodes in a row by the same two guys.
Technology throughout your body,
but you have no idea how it got there.
Well, we're gonna have to activate Ceres Black.
Yes, but we don't have an operator that can handle the Ceres Black bio hardware.
Where are we supposed to find one now?
I want to know where you're going.
I honestly hope that you know what you're doing with this, because I cannot see anything impressive about this guy at all.
Impressive enough for you? You have to join us.
Well, now that all depends. Do I get to pick my own color?
So, here we are. Home sweet home.
We call it the garage.
See if you can guess what.
Yours? Cool red car.
All 700 horses.
Cute toy.
These are the real toys.
Where did all this stuff come from?
It came from me. Come in. I'll show you. 3 years before the Vengix virus attack, I was the leader of a research team developing exoskeletons.
Is that just plastic wrap in front of the ranger suits?
Attempting to harness the human body's natural electrical output to prolong the suit's battery life, when we had a breakthrough, the discovery of a universal bioelectric field, an unseen energy grid that connects the life force of all living things. Manipulating this field allowed for unimagined advancements in technology.
Huh, so the Morphin Grid?
The Ranger Prototype Series Covert Infantry Biosuits.
Right. Because nothing says covert like bright red, yellow, and blue spandex.
That is not spandex!
Doc K can get a little defensive about his work.
The material is a self-assembling nanofiber formed with an intercellular sheep memory alloy.
My mistake. Now, is that machine washable or strictly dry clean only?
You've seen this in action. You know what it can do.
Yes, and it's all very impressive. But I don't belong here. I'm not cut out to be your black power dude.
Ranger Operator Ceres Black.
Whatever. I'm no superhero. Besides, I got places to go.
Promises to keep.
Something like that.
Now, as I seem to remember, the only place you have to go is back into that cell where we found you.
And just how long you think that's gonna hold me, blue boy?
Guys, forget him. This chump would never make it through basic testing anyways.
Testing? What testing?
The acute physical and mental skills needed to operate the Ranger bio-hardware are extremely rare.
Three-dimensional special orientation.
Dang, I'd be dizzy just watching it.
Straight. stress resistance.
Okay. What I don't get is what the lasers are doing to him, though. Oh, Lord. Sure.
Environment resistance.
His scores are too high to measure.
His bionic implants are giving him the extra reflex and coordination skills.
I don't care. Sorry. I just don't trust this guy.
Look, I don't trust him either, okay? But it's not like we have a whole line of other qualified candidates just stretching around the corner now, do we?
We have no choice.
Got a point.
Before the city's defenses have breached again.
This is my favorite part.
The Vengex Generation 9 Amphibious Attack Bot.
Oh, a masterpiece.
Sweet.
The hydraulic circulatory system will allow it to enter Corn through the city's water supply. Once inside the city, there's nothing that can stop it. Not even the Power Rangers.
Corinth City. Self-sustained, self-contained living environment. Everything's recycled. Everything's programmed. Even the weather.
I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to show me what it is I'd be fighting to protect.
I'm trying to show you why it's worth fighting for.
You're trying to make me care.
Look, once your DNA is bonded to the Ceres Black Morpher, it's permanent. We'd be trusting you with all of this.
Don't. You can't.
Why not?
I'm just not that kind of person, okay? Someone trusted me to save them once, and
you're still out there looking for them, even if you can't remember who they are. You're the kind of person I want saving me.
Come on, get under the umbrella!
They don't mind just standing there in the rain. Okay.
So, you'll do it?
I'll do it. One condition.
Oh, you have conditions now.
Just one.
Hey, guys, look, I'm sorry. I would love to stay.
Oh, he's getting Ziggy out?
I got some work for this little group. I don't know if you've heard of them, they're called the Power Rangers.
Watch your back, Ziggy!
Hi, Ziggy Grover, reporting for duty. I'm a huge fan. No, coming here for the big thing. Oh, there you go, hey?
Okay, so one good reason we're bringing this guy with us?
He can make shadow puppets.
Ceres Black DNA morph bonding sequence initiated.
Shadow puppets are very important, by the way. Yeah, he's definitely shorter. Weird. So last season we had Theo go from small little guy to very tall. And now Black is shorter. Weird. Eyes were closed.
Special ranger moment here, aren't I? Maybe stepping on tradition just a bit. Totally cool, I understand. Just pretend like I'm not even here. There is one thing I gotta know.
Mm-hmm.
What's with the spandex?
Oh, God.
Talk about sensitive.
Would it be a cliche for me to point out that you missed a spot?
Welcome aboard. No turning back now, is there?
Okay, so you got Summer's room over there. Our room's right up that way. Do you sleep with that thing?
I would if I slept.
I guess he does sleep.
Ziggy, do you know a way out of the city?
Out? You mean out? Out.
Just tell me.
Well, they vent propane gas from Station 19 at dawn, but you've only got like 2 seconds in between burns. Dylan, wait.
Oh god, he's taking his car. Yes, that might be a good idea.
Disrupting the shield frequency. We have multiple panel breaches.
Dylan.
My car.
I've traced the source. It's coming straight from Sector 4 water plant.
But my car.
Where's my car? Right, why is my car not here? Where is it? I want my car! Hey, we're actually getting some Sentai. Well, never mind. Didn't Adam have a turbo cannon too? Do they not have another form of travel, like the Zords or something?
Rangers, sensors are detecting movement ahead of you. Rangers,
they're blocking our way to the harbor!
Oh!
Seriously, weapons! Try them! Or a superpower thing, that's cool. I think that's new. Uh-oh. These are all special moves that were not in the Sentai, by the way. You notice what color shirt Ziggy's wearing, by the way?
Doc, can you tap me into the feed for this radio transmission?
Don't ever call me Doc.
Just tell me how to do it. I want Dylan to hear it.
Oh, he's gonna be a hero and have his hero moment, I think. I think we're gonna get a new morphing sequence here. Confident. Okay, so the Sentai must not have him yet. So they get him to deal with the grinders while they do the big Megazord. I get it. Actually, it seamlessly fits, actually. That's not a bad job of making it so that works. That is kind of gross. That's not good. I hope there was no traffic on that bridge. Oh, that's kind of cool. Dang, three strikes right to the face. Ouch. He went in for a high five to a computer screen.
I'll be fine.
No, I mean, give me a status update on my car.
Ranger Black, out.
Okay, so other than the fact that the rain occurred for, like, what, 30 seconds in one scene, I don't know how that came up with the title for the episode, but otherwise it's pretty good, I guess. So this was effectively a three-part intro, I feel. We've got Ziggy as our support for now. You know there is five Rangers, so... And he does wear green under his black shirt. Just saying. Anyway, well, that's going to do it for this episode. Thank you all for watching. Next time, we'll be watching the next episode. I know it's crazy. Of Power Rangers RPM. Go for the green. Until then, take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.